Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin with lesson number 7. We will be studying the last Mishnah of the second Perek, Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin, and the first Mishnah of the third Perek, Perek Shlishi Mishnah Aleph. First, Mishnah Zayin, seventh Mishnah of the second Perek. In Maseches Yevamos, we learn a very interesting halacha, and that is that if a woman's husband disappears, we don't know what happened to him, and we want to establish somehow that he's dead and that she can now remarry. And one witness comes along and says, I saw his dead body. Then, on the basis of that one witness, that Eid Echod, she is permitted to go and remarry. Not only that, but even if that one witness is a woman, the testimony of a woman, just one woman, one person, a woman, is accepted to establish the death of the husband so that the wife can now remarry. However, there are certain women, relatives of the wife, who cannot, their testimony is not acceptable. They are her mother-in-law, her mother-in-law's daughter, her sister-in-law, Vitzorosa, her co-wife, if she's one of two wives, her Yevama, meaning her husband's brother's wife, and her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter. These five women are suspect that they, to say the least, dislike this poor wife, and they want to get her into trouble. So they will testify that the husband died, and now she will go and remarry, and lo and behold, the husband will show up the next day after she's already remarried, and she cannot go back to that first husband. That's the law. And therefore, because they have a kavono lekalkalo, because they may very well be testifying to the husband's death, even though the husband is their own, in some cases, their own relative. In the case of her mother-in-law, it's her own son that she's saying died. She might do that just so her daughter-in-law will remarry and not be able to ever go back to her son and become forever her ex-daughter-in-law. So those five relationships, women who are related in those five ways, cannot be witnesses about the death of the husband. However, the Mishnah says now, Mishnah Zayin, Af hanoshim she'enon ne'emonos lomar meis ba'alo, even those five categories of women who are not believed to say her husband died, ne'emonos lohovi eskita, are believed to deliver the get from the husband in Medinas Hayam to the wife living in Eretz Yisrael. And these relationships are Chamosa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, her mother-in-law's daughter, her sister-in-law, Vitzorosa, her co-wife, V'yevimta, her sister-in-law, meaning her husband's wife, Uvas Ba'alo, and her husband's daughter, her stepdaughter. Ma ben get le misa. Why is there such a difference? When it comes to misa testifying about death, they're not believed. When it comes to a get, they are believed. Shaksav mochiach. In the case of a divorce, she has something in her hand. She has a document written and signed. That gives further support to the fact that she's telling the truth. The Gemara explains that the basis for the reason why she is believed as a shliach, why any of these five relationships are believed as a shliach, is because when they come from the south of France to Eretz Yisrael, they are shlichim, right? So they have to say, b'fonai nichtav u'b'fonai nechtam. They have to say, it was written in my presence, signed in my presence. Once they say that, even if the husband should come from the south of France, Medina Sayam, to Eretz Yisrael, and say this get is a forgery, we don't listen to him. Because once we accept that statement, b'fonai nichtav u'b'fonai nechtam, the irur, the contestation of the husband is thrown out of court. However, suppose they were sent to be shlichim, this mother-in-law, sister-in-law, etc., within Eretz Yisrael, from Echveis, from Motza to Rishon LeZion, right? And then they would not be required to say b'fonai nechta b'fonai nechta. So if they would deliver the get under those circumstances, and then the husband would come along and say it's a forgery, he would be believed. You would make it a forgery, and she might have in the intervening time become married to someone else, and therefore she cannot go back to her first husband. So in a situation where b'fonai nichtav or b'fonai nechtam does not have to be said, we do suspect these women, these categories of women, these relationships, of plotting to do her in, to make her unable to go back to her first husband. The Mishnah continues, Ha'isha atzma, the woman herself, the wife herself, mevio eskita, can bring her get. As long as she can recite the formula, it was written in my presence, signed in my presence. Now the Gemara here explains. The situation is a husband who gives a get to his wife in Medina Sayyam. He's in the south of France. He calls her over and says, watch, I'm writing your get. He has the get written, he has the get signed in her presence. And he says to her, you're not divorced yet, I'm giving you this divorce document, but you're not divorced yet. I want you to be a shliach to deliver this divorce document to Eretz Yisrael. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, go in front of the Beis Din of Yerushalayim and tell them this document, b'fonai nichtav b'fonai nechtav. Then Beis Din will say, okay, it's a kosher get. Then Beis Din will appoint a shliach, they'll call over Johnny from the street or Yossel from the street, and say, Yossel, you are now a shliach to give this kosher get, which has been validated by this woman's statement, b'fonai nichtav b'fonai nechtam, and give it to this woman. Then Yossel gives it to the woman. Yossel's really acting, the Beis Din has Yossel act on behalf of the husband to deliver the get to her, so to speak. And she is now free woman. She's divorced. But if her husband didn't make any such condition, he just said to her, honey, here, look, we're writing your get. Chaim, Yankel, sign. They sign. Here's the piece of paper. Then she's divorced at that point. And when she comes to Eretz Yisrael, she's already a free woman. She does not have to say, b'fonai nichtav or b'fonai nechtam. She can get married on the basis of that document itself. Even though we have nobody here in Eretz Yisrael who can say that these signatures are legit, doesn't make a difference. Because she can say it's legit. She wouldn't use this divorce if she knew that it was a forgery. She saw the ksiva, she saw the chasima, even though she doesn't say b'fonai nechtav, b'fonai nechtam, if there was no t'nai saying, I want you to take it, deliver it, etc., then she is divorced on the spot and kosher to marry whom she will. Continue, almost whom she will, not everybody. However, going ahead to the next Mishnah, Perek Shlishi, Perek Mishnah Aleph. Here we learn more about the requirement of Lishma, that the get has to be written with the, or signed or transferred, meaning written or signed, depending upon the whole item, Mesira Karte, the Chasima Karte, with the intention being for this particular woman, by this particular man. So, Kol Get Shenichtav Shelo Lishum Isha Posel. If a get is written, not with the intention that it be for this particular lady named Rachel, then the get is posel. Now the literal meanings of the word shenichtav shelo lishum isha means a get which was not even written for any woman. All right. Suppose I'm giving a shiur as I am now on Mishnayos Maseches Gittin, and I want to show you an example of a get. So I take a piece of paper and I write on it that I, so-and-so and so-and-so, are divorcing Rochel Bas Shloime. All right? I'm not thinking of any woman at all. I'm just giving an illustration. I picked a name out of the blue, Rochel Bas Shlomo. And then there's a lady out there named Rachel Bas Shlomo. Obviously, you can't give the get to her. The get was only written as a dugma, as a model, as a teaching tool, but it was not written for any woman. So certainly, such a get is not kosher. And the Mishnah explains in detail. Ketzat. Hoya Ofer Bashuk. Suppose the husband's walking in the street, and he walks by the Sofrim school, the school where they're training scribes. He hears that the adept scribe is teaching the rookie scribe how to write a get. And he says, here's what you write, Joe. You write, Ish ploni megoresh es plonis mimokom ploni. You write, Reuven ben Yaakov is hereby divorcing his wife, Rochel ben Shlomo, from the town of Shnipachuk. And that's what you write. And now this fellow passing by says, hey, you know what? That's strange. Reuven ben Yaakov is my name, and Rochel ba Shlomo is my wife's name, and lo and behold, we live in Shnipachuk. Zeh shemi v'zeh shem ishti. I'm going to go and take this document and give it to my wife, and she's divorced. Posel l'goresh bo. No, the get was not written for any get, any real people. It was written as for a school exercise. So that's not a kosher to get. There's no lishmo here. It was not written l'shem krisus. It was not even written to divorce anyone. It was written for study purposes. Yosem Ikein. More than that. Kosa l'garish boes ishto. Suppose he has a wife whose name is Rochel Bas Shlomo. And he decides, I'm not going to divorce her after all. They go for marriage counseling, and he takes a divorce document, puts it away. I'm not going to give it to her. I'm not going to divorce her. And along comes somebody else, the same name as him, whose wife's name is also Rochel Bas Shlomo. Mitzo ben Iro, somebody else in the same town of Shnipachuk, comes along. I understand you have a get in your file box, and it's written by you to your wife, but you're not giving it to her, you're reconciled. Give me that piece of paper, and I'll use it for my wife. We have the same name. I have the same name as you, and my wife has the same name as your wife. You can't use that document, because it was not written for this divorcer, nor was it written for that divorcee. All right. The pasuk says v'kosav. The get has to be written lo lishma. It wasn't written for this particular couple. Yosem Ikein. More than that, hoyu lo shtei noshim. Suppose a man has two wives, and they're both named Rochel Bas Shlomo. Ushmoseyem shovim. Kosav legarish boes hagdola. He had a fight with the older of his two Rochels. And he decides to divorce her, and he has a get written for the older Rochel Bas Shlomo. And then he says, no, the older one I like, you know, I'd rather to take this piece of paper and use it to divorce the younger one. No, lo yigoresh bo esaktana. You can't divorce the younger Rochel Bas Shlomo, because it was not written for her. It was written for the older one, even though they have identical names. Yosemike, more than that. Omar Lavlo, the person has two wives, they're both named Rochel Bas Shlomo. And he decides, oi, two wives, I got to get rid of one of them. I'm not sure yet which one. So he goes to the Lavlo, the scribe, and says, look, I have two wives named Rochel Bas Shlomo. Write me a get from me, Reuven ben Yaakov, for Rochel Bas Shlomo, Kesov, Le'eza Sheretza Agarish. You write a get, and I'll decide which of my two Rochels I want to divorce. And the sofer writes a get for whichever Rochel Bas Shlomo he chooses, posel l'garish bo, because in this case, at the time the get was written, it was not written distinctly for one specific woman. It was written in a way that it was ambiguous. It's for any wife that he has whose name happens to be Rochel Bas Shlomo. And such a get is not considered lishma, and therefore is posel. And so we have completed lesson number 7.